John Berman is the co-anchor of CNN Newsroom with Poppy Harlow. It hits the air at 8 o'clock our time, weekday mornings. He squeezes in a conversation with John and Ray previous to that, most Wednesday mornings. Yesterday, John Brennan, our former CIA head, said, yes, absolutely, they interfered, they being the Russians.
It should be clear to everyone that Russia brazenly interfered in our 2016 presidential election process, and that they undertook these activities despite our strong protests and explicit warning that they not do so.
Now, Ray, this was the open session that happened yesterday morning. He also had a closed-door session with the House Intelligence Committee. In the open session, they brought up Michael Flynn, obviously the Democrats trying to pin him down on Michael Flynn. And he said, look, Flynn probably wasn't a traitor because when the Russians, they do this very stealthily, they get you in, their hooks into you before you even know it.
Frequently, individuals who go along that treasonous path do not even realize they're along that path until it gets to be a bit too late.
I could have used that defense a couple times in my life. I didn't know until it was too late.
John Berman from CNN, what did your sources tell you as far as the details that he got into in the afternoon behind closed doors session, our former CIA chief?
You know, it's interesting. The House Intelligence Committee has become a lot less leaky after all the controversies from a month and a half ago or so when Devin Nunes, the former chair, had to step aside from the Russia investigation. I suspect it was along the same lines of what we heard publicly, which was the former CIA director, John Brennan, said he saw things which raised questions in his mind. He said, I was worried by the number of contacts that the Russians had with U.S. persons, and by that he means U.S. persons involved with the Trump campaign. But he did not say, after being pressed, that he saw any hard evidence of collusion before January 20th when he left, just that he had unopened questions. I think that is where the former CIA director is comfortable right now.
Can you tell us more about the phone call he alluded to that happened last August between him and his counterpart, the head of Russia's FSB intelligence agency?
Yeah, this was the first we'd heard of that. And the former director said he called Russia and said, back off. We think you're getting involved in this election, and we think you need to back off. Now, you know, whether they did is an open question, and whether the Obama administration did enough to push the Russians back is another open question. That's one thing the Republicans point to regularly. They say, look, Democrats, you're so upset now about possible Russian intervention in the campaign and possible collusion with the Trump campaign. Well, why didn't you make more of it before when President Obama was in office? That's one of the defenses they use. Democrats, on the other hand, say, look, if President Obama had done this, you would have all said it's partisan. It's part of the whole fight right now.
John Berman is here from CNN's newsroom, joining John and Ray on WDLS.
So what we're looking at here is did any of this, I guess for lack of a better term, create chaos that would have shown support or given more kudos to Donald Trump? Is that correct?
Look, yes. I mean, and that's what John and Brennan refused to say, that there was no evidence, that he saw nothing that raised concerns. He said he was concerned. He left office on January 20 with open questions about whether or not he said he saw contacts. The question is, did the contacts lead to collusion? There's smoke. He says he saw smoke. The question is, and the open question is there fire? There's one other point I want to make about John Brennan. What he showed to me in his testimony happened during my show yesterday, and I was just struck as I was watching it. There are a lot of people that President Trump has who are willing to testify, willing to say things out loud that are very problematic for this White House. One of the problems is that then-candidate Trump or then-president-elect Trump said things that upset the intelligence community, some of whom were political appointees under Barack Obama, who now can get called to testify. People like John Brennan, you know, who's not the least partisan of CIA directors that we've had. I mean, you know, he's a career intelligence guy, but obviously who was a fan of President Obama. And this guy can now testify. That hurts President Trump. James Comey, not a partisan at all, but he's got an axe to grind, and he's going to testify after Memorial Day. There are people willing to say things out loud that present problems to this White House.
This is why Lyndon Johnson said, I want him in the tent going out, not outside the tent going in. And this is why nobody fired J. Edgar Hoover until he died.
Yeah.
What about the president's lawyered up, and Michael Flynn, the Democrats, Mark Warner, the senator, the ranking Democratic member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, they say they may subpoena Michael Flynn hold him in contempt of court. Can they do that, the Democrats, I mean, on the Senate side, without the Republicans on board?
Well, the question is, can they do it, period? Do they have a legal basis to hold him in contempt? And this gets into some complicated legal stuff here. Michael Flynn has a right to assert the Fifth Amendment, his right not to testify against himself. Everyone agrees on that. What they don't agree on is whether or not he has the right to withhold documents. Do your documents have a Fifth Amendment right? And there's a legal debate about that. Likewise, the Congress has now subpoenaed his businesses, and there's some debate about whether your businesses have a Fifth Amendment right. I don't know whether this will get to the contempt level. There are some reasons, legal reasons, why it may or may not. And then, of course, there's the political. I don't think it's impossible politically that Democrats could convince enough Republicans to get angry at Michael Flynn. I don't think the Republicans in Congress right now have any love for that guy. I mean, he's created a whole lot of problems for them, and they would like his cooperation.
And finally, your Red Sox visit our White Sox next week here in town. I don't think you've officially thanked us for sending Chris Sale to your team.
Well, you got Juan Moncada, who was pretty good, too. I will say that I have been very impressed with Chris Sale. I was hesitant to support this deal because we gave up the best prospects in the history of mankind to get him. But Chris Sale, it turns out, is good at baseball. He strikes out a lot. He's going for his ninth straight game tonight of double-digit strikeouts, which I think is a major league record.
And he works fast.
Oh, yeah, which is the best part, because I need to go to bed early.
In and out, man. That's
get the ball, throw the ball. Get the ball, throw the ball.
When Sale's pitching, you don't have anybody saying, you know, we need to shorten the game up because our attention spans just can't handle it.
He's a tall drink of water, though, isn't he? I mean, he's a long drink of water. He's tall and skinny. Hopefully he can be durable.
Just remember, no throwback uniforms with Chris Sale.
I guess
no,
not, right?
That's it. That's all you have to remember.
Keep the scissors away.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you, sir. Get to work.
All right, take care, guys.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There goes our friend John Berman. You can see him on CNN Newsroom, so weekday mornings beginning at 8.